As the first refugees start to be relocated from Italian reception centres, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, described the news as a slow, if welcome, start. And although this initial resettlement involves only 19 refugees, who are all from Eritrea, UNHCR says that more will follow early next week. In total, European Union member states taking part in the relocation scheme have agreed to take in a total of 160,000 people from three countries: Eritrea, Iraq, and Syria. Here's UNHCR's Melissa Fleming.
Obviously, as we've said time and time again, this relocation scheme is a really important step towards stabilizing the refugee crisis in Europe. It can only work if it takes place at the entry points of Europe, and it can only work if robust facilities are created above and beyond what we have in Italy. This was an existing facility, but for those kind of numbers, we're going to need either the expansion of facilities in Italy or the creation in Greece, where people will be received, where they can stay, where they can be assisted, and there at that point, registered and screened before they are relocated to participating countries.
The UNHCR spokesperson said that she hoped relocations would also start from Greece, where 428,000 people have arrived so far this year. UN partner, the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, reported that 7,000 travellers now make the crossing to Greece every day. Only 10 days ago, the number was around 4,500 people. The development follows the launch of Operation Sophia, the European Union's plan to use naval vessels to seize smugglers' boats crossing the southern Mediterranean Sea from the North African coast to Europe. IOM's Joel Millman said he could not say whether fears that the EU operation might cut off their chance of getting to Europe had prompted more people than usual to make the sea crossing.
Well, weather is what we're most concerned with. You know, we were getting a lot of calls this week from the media about Operation Sophia and whether or not fear of violence or fear of tough crackdown on smugglers could be driving the numbers. From what we could see, the numbers are going to be stable as long as weather conditions permit. And the pattern has been over the last 2 years that the worse the waters and the colder the weather, the fewer people that are willing to make the trip. That would explain why there's a buildup right now, but really we're just speculating. We don't know.
So far in 2015, 3,000 people have died trying to cross the Mediterranean to reach Europe, of the more than 500,000 refugees and migrants making the crossing. In 2014, less than half that number made the same journey. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.